Hi, I'm Amy Welsh, and welcome to Open House, where we celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. And today, I have the great pleasure of being with Erica Duffy. She is the Adams County Library Development Director, and she's going to tell us all about what she does and how you in our community can help benefit your local library.
Erica, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here today. I'm
Absolutely.
Very excited.
We did some pre-conversation and talked a lot about the different aspects of what you do, but real quick, can you tell us who you are and a real overview of what you do?
I'm Erica Duffy, and I'm somewhat new to the area and new to the job. This is going into my second year.
Congratulations.
So thank you, and I love it. As the development director for the library, my main job is to raise money for the operational budget of the Adams County Library. And part of that is advocating in our community about our services, about the things that we offer in the community, but also getting to know donors, potential donors, mm-hmm. On a regular basis as well.
And Adams County has how many libraries that you oversee and help fund and support?
Six libraries. Mm-hmm. And we're in New Oxford right now, so that's
yes.
one of them.
This is a great location, mm-hmm. and it is adorable. We are sitting in front of the children's section mm-hmm. of the library, which is near and dear to my heart. We were talking earlier how special the library is mm-hmm. to any age of development, from childhood all the way up. Mm-hmm. So here's something really cool that I learned. In the month of February, the six libraries in Adams County had over 13,700 visitors walk through the doors.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, and there could be so many more. Mm-hmm. That's only about a 32% library cardholder
right.
out of the whole community.
So if you don't have your library card already, you may want to visit one of our local branches and sign up for one, or go to our website and you can sign up for one there too.
And what are the advantages of having a library card?
You get to do really anything you would need to do, whether you're using the free Wi-Fi that we offer, the computers that we have, meeting other people through book clubs and our programs. You can go in and check out a book, which I'm a personal fan of, but you can also sign up for our online services such as our e-audio books and our cloud library, which those are very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit at home and you download it and it's ready and ready for you to read.
You also have a lot of events here. Mm-hmm. Is that open to just library card holders or to everybody?
Anybody can come and be a part of a program.
So what is your next live event? I think it's a Zoom event.
Yes, Anika Oreck is coming, and this is just, I'm excited about the program. It's Women in Baseball, the history of it, and I'm very thrilled to say that Barley and Snyder is actually sponsoring this for us. It is virtual, mm-hmm. So that we could bring in the speaker.
What's really great about Anika that you're bringing on mm-hmm. is she wrote the book, but she's also not just an author, but an illustrator
yes.
and a speaker.
I know.
She has a lot of talent, so having her part of this is really incredible. So that's another opportunity where people at home mm-hmm. can join in from the comfort of their own home and from anywhere.
Some of our book clubs are online. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Have a glass of wine and not worry about going home after.
I love that.
So you can, yes, there's plenty of online opportunity if you're...
The library is really a way for people in the community to connect.
Yes.
And create those friendships mm-hmm. and to be a part of something.
The library is a living entity. Someone sent me a picture earlier this morning about the living part of the library. So one thing I've noticed, you know, you mentioned bringing your children into the library. I've been able to visit some toddler story times, and the moms and even some of the dads that come, that's their chance to get to know other people who have children their age. It's mm-hmm. not always easy meeting other parents when you're staying at home with your child or working and
yeah.
staying. So that's important. Or it could be someone who lives alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know many people and they go to the library and that's their outing for the day. That's their time to see someone, and that's part of their life and their routine. So it's a living experience. It's not just about going in and getting books.
I know you have some great programs coming up. So I want to talk about the fundraisers, mm-hmm. how people volunteer, get involved. But I want to start with the Fun Fest. What is that?
I am very excited to talk about Fun Fest. This is going to be my second Fun Fest. And the Fun Fest is really not a fundraiser. It's something that the library puts together for the community to kick off our Summer Quest reading program. And there's a theme. So this year it's kindness, unity, and friendship. And we invite the community to come. There are nonprofits that will have tables at the event. Every table has an activity that's centered around that Summer Quest theme. But I get very excited. Last year when we did the event, we had over 3,000 people. And we had a couple of food trucks, and we're adding some more this year. And everybody in the community that I ran into that day just kept saying, we really miss having something like this. Yeah, there used to be a carnival, and now there's not a carnival. So it really fit a need.
Yeah.
For the community. And just honestly, you know how children are when they get really tired and they cry? Nothing.
I never heard
a screaming baby in 3 hours.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. So the Fun Fest kicks off the program to help encourage young readers and readers alike to start a reading program.
Right.
And are there books that they follow this program, or is it any book out of the library?
They have reading challenges.
Okay.
So that would definitely be something to go online and learn a little bit more about the Summer Quest program. But it's to keep the children engaged. Summer is a really long break.
Summer is a long break for parents.
For parents, yes. And the children may think it's great. That is a really long time to not be getting up, going to school, having your routine.
Mm-hmm.
Having that Summer Quest reading program is really important. I used to love it.
And it gets you out and about to come to your library, mm-hmm. to get social, to commune with everyone in your community.
Exactly.
So now that we know about some of the free things that we have, mm-hmm. your library card, enjoying the space, mm-hmm. using your Wi-Fi, getting to read the books, whether you check them out or not, the Fun Fest, how are the fundraisers done, and what can we expect to see this year for fundraising?
So there'll be some smaller fundraisers throughout the year. Actually, we are sitting right here in front of the Nonfiction Children's. National Library Giving Day is April 4th, and we are raising money to expand and update our collection of children's books, nonfiction, which is in desperate need.
Yeah.
But we do have a couple of fundraisers throughout the year. We do an end of the year mailing and annual appeal. Most nonprofits do that, and that's a big time for us to raise money. The Giving Spree, which we're always grateful to be a part of, mm-hmm. that's a part of it as well. There's just one big fundraiser that we do with the library, which is our signature event in September. We have a keynote speaker come in, and we have catering, and we have books to be signed, and it's our one and only fundraiser. There's a lot of ways to volunteer. And I am very encouraged being a part of this position. I get a chance to meet a lot of people who are volunteering for the library. You have to actually kind of apply to be a volunteer, because mm-hmm. you have to have certain credentials to be able to work in a library, your child abuse awareness and fingerprinting and those sorts of things, because you're working with children.
Mm-hmm.
But you can volunteer in the library. We have Friends of the Library groups. We have four of those, and you can volunteer with them, mm-hmm. and be on their board and help them with their events and fundraisers, because they also help raise money and support the library as well. You can help me with Fun Fest or Signature Event. I have several volunteers on a committee helping me plan the Signature Event and also Fun Fest. We had over 30 volunteers last year for Fun Fest.
That is excellent.
And they had a lot of fun. I mean, it was just a great day.
And it's going to be bigger this year, so you need
more volunteers. Yes.
I love it. Let me ask, do people donate books to the library? Is that part of something that can be part of the giving back?
You can definitely give back. So the Friends of the Library groups, two of them have a bookstore. Mm-hmm. So in Gettysburg, the Friends of Adams County Library, they accept book donations at the back of our building in the garage from the 1st and the 15th of each month. You can drop them off at the library. The other Friends group that has a library is our East Berlin area library, and they also accept donations just at the front desk.
Yeah. You know, as a mother of two boys who grew up and are well in their 20s now, I remember going through their room in piles of books. Mm-hmm. And I think that is an amazing opportunity to take those books back into the community. Mm-hmm. and help support. These books that we're looking at, mm-hmm. in the background where you're trying to raise more money for, we looked at a few of these, and some of these books were from when we were children.
I know.
And when you say we're in desperate need in the library system in Adams County to update these books, mm-hmm. is that across the board? And you're just working on the children's division right now, and we're looking for everything.
We have so many great books in circulation. It's the children's nonfiction that really just needs the updating. And at least that's our main focus this year, maybe even going into next year.
So if somebody has some donations, that would be something they could look for in their home library to donate.
Yes, that'd be great.
That would be amazing. I learned a few things that I think are very amazing about the library. One of them is Barks and Books.
Isn't that a good program?
This program is amazing. When children are learning to read, mm-hmm. they could be a little apprehensive. Mm-hmm. And I know that reading out loud really helps you develop that skill. But reading out loud to a peer or a sibling can be very overwhelming at times.
Or a parent.
So tell us what this is.
So the Barks for Books, there are specially trained dogs that come in and they sit with the children as they're reading a book out loud. And it's so much more calming. You know,
I love that.
I remember when my children were learning to read, and you're watching them struggle for that next word, and you're like, it's bat, it's bat, you know, and you want to just push them along, as opposed to having a parent over the shoulder doing that. It's much more fun to read.
I love that.
Actually, the Barks for Books, our dogs that participate in that program, will be at FunFest again this year.
Oh, really? So mm-hmm. you get to meet them there as well.
Yep.
So if you have small children learning to read, or you're a great reader and you just want to read to some dogs,
yeah.
go online and find out when,
yes.
and where these locations are.
Absolutely.
And you can come by. And I think that's a great way to get the kids excited to come to the library as well.
Me too. I would
come
love to visit the dog every
read
time.
Read to
I
a pup.
Exactly.
I love that. What are some other things we need to talk about? Call to action. If you could say anything to our community of Adams County, what is the biggest call to action you would say regarding the library system?
Take advantage of the library. There are a lot of people, you know, with 30% of the community having a library card, that says that there are a lot of people who don't have a library card yet. And I think knowing what the library has to offer is a great reason to, you know, start to explore. But it's hard to advertise what the library is doing, what kind mm-hmm. of programs we offer. There's only so many avenues for, you know, marketing the library mm-hmm. that there are a lot of people who I meet that say, you know, will say to me, I had no idea you offered that. Mm-hmm. And so take advantage of the library, be a part of the library and the community in general. Adams County is full of just amazing nonprofit organizations, and they're there to serve and help our community. So if they're out there, they want to help. Use those facilities, use those programs.
Anyone who wants to use the internet free, maybe put some resumes together, mm-hmm. look online for some, they can come to the library, do that. They need a library card to do that.
No.
No.
You can come into the library and you can use the computers, you can use the Wi-Fi, whatever you want to do. You don't have to have a library card.
This is such an important part of our community, and having the volunteers, the donations, the fundraisers are such a huge aspect, but it's just a part of the why behind why it's so important to have this space for the community.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. learning and being able to read and growing your vocabulary and, like you said, meeting other people. Again, the library is a living entity. It's not just a building with books.
Right.
It is a community service. It is a place where
people... And there are a lot of activities and events that go on every single month throughout the entire year.
Yes.
So whether that is an online, join a course online. Also, you can learn a new language.
Mango lingo.
Wow.
Absolutely. Brushing up on my Spanish on a regular basis.
So how would somebody get involved in that?
You would just need to come in the library and...
Just
log into a Mango Lingo, and I don't even think you need a library card for that either.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what about for teens? What programs or incentives do you have for teens to be a part of the library?
There are a lot of really good programs for teens. In Biglerville, our Haba Thomas Library has an excellent teen center opened for the children, and they come in after school and they can study and they can play games, and it's a really active space. After school, even in Gettysburg, because I work in the Gettysburg branch, so I don't always have the opportunity to visit other locations. But I see children come right in after school, put their book bags down, start talking and spending time together. So there are different programs available for our teenagers. It's a safe place.
It's absolutely a safe place for people to come, and especially if you're going to go home by yourself for a while, which a lot of kids do. And wait for their parents to get home from work. The library is a great stop before that.
Can't get in trouble when you're reading a book.
Certainly cannot. Yeah, all the troubles in the book you're reading about.
Yeah, exactly. So
I have learned more about the library today with you than I ever knew. A lot of people, I'm going to assume, are like me, where they think you go in and you check out a book, you leave, you come back. You can come to the library and stay and visit. Take a book off the shelf, read it, put it back, come back tomorrow. It's a place where you can meet your neighbors, have great conversations, start understanding what you can be a part of in our community, volunteer, donate, cleaning out, spring cleaning, no better time. Take some of the kids' books, maybe they're going into fifth grade now, so take a few more of those books that they're not reading and donate those books. And then be a part of Fun Fest and some of these great fundraisers. Join you on Zoom for some of these great speakers who just shed light on so many different aspects.
I love that, yes.
Of the world. Even though we're all in Adams County, sitting here will take you anywhere you want to go.
That's well said.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
You told me earlier, who said that about the library cards the most?
Laura Bush. And I'm horrible at remembering quotes, but the quote is basically saying that the most valuable thing in her wallet was her library card.
I love this space. It's very calming. Back in the day, it was always shh. But I don't think that's how it is anymore. I think if you're reading and you laugh out loud, you're with a group of people, you're creating connections. It's a very welcoming, open space.
And I like what you were saying too, just now about it's not the quiet librarian place. When I started 2 years ago, I had the same sort of thought, you know, oh, it's just, you go in, you get a book and you have to be quiet. And I have learned so many things about libraries, the amount of time, energy, and effort that they put into thinking of the programs, putting the programs together, executing the programs. Sometimes people assume that I'm a librarian, and I have to quickly say, I can't take credit for that, because I have seen the amount of education that the librarians have, and again, all that time and effort, and it's just an incredible amount of work, and I have such a bigger sense of the library now than I ever would have, and so much more respect. I keep thinking of all the times I just thought I saw the librarian and all she did was check out a book, and I feel really bad because it's so much more than that.
You could pick any book off the shelf and I bet they could tell you about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you again.
I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much.
I appreciate what you're doing. And so thank you for being with us today at our open house with Erica Duffy.
Thank you.
And I encourage everyone this spring and summer, get out of the house, go to your local library, and just enjoy. Thank you so much.